This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Allie Hartwick here with John Heffron. And John, I'm learning that you are like hyper connected to everyone in our building.
Yes, that's just what I do. I Facebook stalk people, and then I run credit checks, and then I just know everybody where I'm at all the time.
You were telling me stories about our staircase in our building as we walked up, because you know more about the building that I work in.
Yeah,
than
just
I do.
Because I've been performing at Comedy Works here in Denver for the last billion years, like almost every 6 months. So I almost feel like I'm a resident or something. I should at least get a scarf or maybe some type of beanie with a cool like logo. With a cool Colorado logo, and I want a pom-pom.
Okay.
I don't know if it's pom... Is it pom-pom or pom-pon?
You know...
Like, one in high school. Like, if you were in high school and you shook those things, you're on the pom-pom squad or pom-pon?
I always say pom-pom.
And then what's the thing on the top of your head that, like, Cartman, like, or...
Yeah, I would have said pom-pom, like M's on both of them, but I've heard and read pon before.
It's like King Dong. I would always say like the things you eat that look like hockey pucks. I always thought they were King Dongs, but they're actually King Dons. You've never had a Hostess King Dong Dongs?
No.
What, are you like healthy? Are you like all intermittent fasting, keto-y?
I ate spaghetti for breakfast, so no.
King Dong, they look like hockey pucks.
Okay.
Okay, all Hostess has, everything they have is the same. It's like Taco Bell. There's only two ingredients. So it's like the chocolate, the the harder chocolate.
Yeah.
And then the cake, and then whatever the white stuff is.
Okay.
A ho-ho.
It's rolled up.
So the King Dong is put, it looks like a hockey puck.
Okay.
But the same ingredients as a ho-ho.
All right, I got to go to the store and look at these.
How have you not had one?
I don't know.
And when you eat them, they're usually in a package, and they're usually stale. So the second you grab them, it all breaks apart. And then at first you're like, this is gross. I'm going to stop eating it. And then you go, well, let me just finish the first one, even though it's gross. I don't want to toss it. And then you eat the second one. And you go, okay. And then you do. And then they come in tinfoil if they're individually wrapped.
I got to look into this. Like, I know nothing about it.
You don't know anything about that.
The only Hostess stuff I know are like the cupcakes and our Twinkies Hostess things.
Who are you?
I don't know.
Yes.
And then the pies. Don't they have the mini pies?
Yes.
I like the lemon ones.
Have you eaten a Twinkie?
Once or twice, maybe.
Were you not allowed to have sugar?
Not when I was a kid. I wasn't allowed sugar at all.
And then you became, I'm assuming you're over 18.
Yeah.
So when you turned 18, did you have like, I'm gonna eat Twinkies?
Oh yeah, when I went to college. So here are the things that I was not allowed to do in high school. I was not allowed to date. I was not allowed to drive by myself, and I was not allowed to eat sugar. So when I went to college, I was in a city. I didn't drive still, but I ate the crap out of some sugar and a lot of guys.
You would just went off the hook.
Oh yeah, completely. It's like sugar and boys.
You just ate sugar in front of the boys.
I did.
And they were like, this girl loves sugar.
Yeah, they were into it.
You were shoveling like Elf.
I most of the time did like Skittles, just like poured them on my face.
And then yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was hot. Not so much.
Yeah, I miss that type of candy. I can't have at my older age now. There's candy I can't eat. That's what kind of sucks about getting old.
Why can't you eat it?
Like Milk Duds.
Yeah.
I was at a movie, and the Milk Dud, I threw a Milk Dud in my mouth. And by the, I say one, it was kind of melted, so it was like a big wad of Milk Dud. Almost like if you're putting chew in your mouth, like that big of a thing. I threw it in my mouth, I was chewing, and then I felt a pull, and then I heard kind of a crack, and then there was a crunch. And then I spit out the Milk Dud, and it was like a fossil. My teeth, like one of my tooth, broke off and was in the Milk Dud. And my first thought was, my parents were right, because they told me if I keep eating candy, my teeth are going to fall out of my face. And it actually did.
Oh, my God.
And it actually happened. So if you're listening and your parents tell you to do stuff, you're like, they're horrible people, they're actually kind of right.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and then I had to go to the dentist, and that was that. And then the guy told me, hey, you should get braces, like Invisalign, because I have one tooth that's crooked. And then he told me the price of it, and then I thought, shouldn't my dad have to pay for my braces?
Yeah, totally.
Even though I'm a grown adult,
yeah.
I think that's some...
That's like, the responsibility.
Like, I should sue him. I shouldn't spend that money. He got out of, you know, braces when I was 12.
Yeah,
and now that I'm in my 40s, I think he should have to pay it.
You got out of the just exquisite pain of being a teenager with braces. Like, I bet you just got to be cool instead.
I didn't have headgear.
Yeah, I did. I had braces and headgear. So even though I wasn't allowed to date boys, like, none of them were really interested.
Yeah, probably, yeah, wouldn't have, because it was just, come on, guys.
It was a pointless rule.
Yeah, yeah. But I can't believe, well, you should get one.
I just did Invisalign.
How long you did?
Yeah, but then I stopped. Well, I lost my retainer, and it's so expensive to buy a new one. So they're already shifting back.
Yeah, and that's the thing about getting a little old, like, thing. I'm like, well, you know, if I ride it out, I'll probably just lose my teeth and have dentures anyway.
Yeah, and those will be perfect.
So why go through the hassle of having Invisalign? I'm just at a weird, awkward state. I'm like a tweener right now, age-wise. You know what I mean? Where you're not young, but I don't feel old. You know, like when I'm at the mall, there's no stores for guys my age. I'm not going to go into Abercrombie and get a random shirt with a number on it and an eagle. So I'm too old, but I'm not ready for Tommy Bahama.
I think Abercrombie's a moose, actually, not an eagle.
Oh, is it a moose? Yeah.
I think so.
So, I mean,
I know these things because I'm young and cool. All right, so if you're going to make a store for guys your age, what are they selling?
I got to figure that out because I don't want to wear shorts that zip off. Your pants that zip off into shorts.
No.
I'm not ready for fanny pack.
Why, fanny packs are in again?
Actually, yeah, they are. And they're very...
They're functional?
They're very functional and they're practical. I don't know if I want to go white New Balance with Velcro. You know?
Mm.
But the thing is I was married for a long time and now I'm recently not. So now this whole thing kicks in where I don't know if I have to go through an identity thing where I have to change how I look because... You know, I was married, and I could wear New Balance Velcro. But now if I'm single, I got to, like, step up my game a little.
Yeah, you shouldn't change yourself, you know? Be who you are.
Yeah, that's the whole thing at my age now. It's like, do I dating app it? That seems horrible.
Yeah.
I signed up for one just to see.
Which one?
Bumble.
Okay. I have friends who have had a lot of success on Bumble.
But I don't understand because I don't know. Because, one, I'm on the older end of that. I don't understand, like, girls who have pictures, and every picture, there's four people in it. And I have to guess which one is the one. That's too much time.
Yeah.
And then every third picture is them with, like, an animal, like a giraffe, or there's all these painted wings, and they're getting a selfie standing. So then I'm just like, oh, those bots, because these all seem very, like, I don't have a giraffe picture. I don't have me with a giraffe or an elephant to put on my profile.
What?
It just seems horrible. So I think I'm just going to be the alone guy with pants that zip off into shorts, wearing Crocs, just watching TV.
So
I don't need anybody.
I came up with my Tinder bio, but I don't need it because I'm married and I've never been on Tinder and probably won't ever get to be. So if you want to borrow mine, you can, but it's got to be true. So I was just going to have one picture of me, because multiple pictures, F that. Like, you see me and you like me or you don't. And then my bio would just be, my name's Allie. My favorite food is heavy cream. That's it.
And you're done?
Only information.
I have mine is John. I have a couple pictures, so now I'm worried. And then I just go, I like stuff.
I like it.
It's all mine.
Heavy cream could fall into
and
stuff.
And I go, I usually do stuff alone.
I mean, I would think you were trying to be funny and swipe on you. So there you go.
So there you go.
I'm sure you're crushing those dating apps. John, it's it's great to have you here in Denver again. We'll work on getting you a Colorado beanie or scarf or something for the next time you're here.
And you need to get your husband, go, hey, stocking stuff for ideas. I want a king dong.
Okay.
But just explain
well,
that.
Well, I don't know.
Explain it's a hostess cake.
Well, maybe I won't.
I don't know. Maybe
it'll be
won't.
A very
we'll
Merry
happens.
Christmas.
Lob it out there and whatever the universe throws your way.
And I'll take it.
Yeah.
John Heffron is at Comedy Works South at the Landmark this weekend, all the way through December 1st. John, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.